Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/ACAST. And up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Football Drop Podcast. I've got Benji with me here today as a guest. How are you doing?
As a guest, thanks, mate. Have I been demoted now?
It's now an FDP special. FDP Benzel.
Yes, mate. I'm good. How are you, my friend?
I'm all right, mate. I'm all right. I'm not too sad. Not too sad. We're going well.
We are. Tech issues are going well. 38 minutes, but we're all good now, aren't we?
Well, it wasn't 38 minutes. We've been doing a lot of talking.
We haven't really, though, have we? If you want to be completely honest. You've only actually...
We have. No. It's been running for a while. I'm just sorting out a new way of working so that it looks better on screen, So our YouTube videos look a lot slicker and a lot cleaner. That's what I'm trying to do, mate.
That's what we like. That's good, mate. No, I appreciate
it. It's all just running like a dream now, mate. You know, we're trying to work harder and smarter and faster and cleaner.
So when you say it's running like a dream, is it one of those dreams where you're trying to run and escape someone, but you just can't run away no matter what? So, 'cause it's really slow.
It's one of those dreams where I dream about you and I end up quite sort of moist.
That's disgusting. Well, that's just made this an 18 plus episode. Fantastic. Not really sure what to say there.
How's it going?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. I'm all good. How are you? How's your weekend?
Oh, mate, it's been one of those... one of those things, you know, when like you're really into your fitness and like you're like, right, I'm going to exercise and I exercise and like I go up to 22s on like 22 miles per hour on, you know, the old bicep curls and then like you ache.
Yeah.
And then like you get a 5K and you're like, okay, my time's getting better. I'm doing a bit more, like this is good. We're rocking and rolling. And then you eat like absolute dog shit.
What have you had?
You just eat shit. Oh, I've had everything, mate. McDonald's, like nice. Kebabs. Ooh, Toby Carvery. Like,
oh, what, you had a Carvery?
The works, mate. Went to a Carvery. Yeah, you love a Carvery. You're a big Tom Davis when it comes to a Carvery, aren't you?
I do love a Carvery. Yeah, I do love a Carvery.
If they're up for sponsoring, I'm sure they'll go for the wall for now, but they can come to us.
Hit us up.
Email address. Hit us up, man.
It's in the comments, in the description below. Hit us up, man. We don't watch as much as anyone else. We'll just take a free Carvery once a week. I'll tell that.
Once a week.
Well, yeah.
Optimistic.
Yeah, because then you negotiate, Will. You start once a week and then you happily take once a month.
Okay, fair enough. Thanks for explaining that. I really appreciate that.
Brains and beauty here.
Brains. That is true. And brawn. So how's it going for you?
Did you have a good weekend overall, though?
Yeah, it was all right, mate. Yeah, not too bad. I had a banging headache yesterday. It's still not really gone, if I'm being completely honest. But it's been all right, mate. Been busy at work today. So I've come straight in from work to try and set up the computer and get it all tickety-boo, as they say. I've signed up for a social media course. So have a little watch out to see if the social media improves. Yeah.
Hopefully it does. I wonder if...
Can't get any fucking worse, can it? Let's be honest. If it gets worse, we have to fucking worry.
Yeah, that's true. That is very true. How's it going, though, with it? You enjoying it? Have you learned anything new? Share with us. What have you learned? Apart from the fact we really are shit.
To be honest, it's just I've only done one, the introduction module. That was easy for me to say, wasn't it?
Biked well.
So, yeah, I've only done that. So, no, I haven't really learned a lot. But, yeah, see how it goes, mate. See how it goes.
Nice. Oh, congrats.
Well, how was your weekend? What's going on with the Benz?
It was okay. We went out for dinner on Saturday evening for my sister's birthday. Pasillipo on Broadstairs. Mate,
that is a classic for you, isn't it?
I fucking love it there.
Do you?
It was so good. Food was banging. Had a calzone, standard.
Obviously, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If Ben's going to go to an Italian, he's going to get a pizza. He's going to eat too much. He's going to come home. He's going to undo the top button on his jeans. And he's going to go, oh, Laura, I'm so fucking full. And she just looks at you with absolute disgust. Like, yeah, I watched you shovel all of that into your mouth, you disgusting animal.
Fuck, was you there?
No, shit. You just said her and Selge are similar, and you know, I just got flashbacks.
Oh, is that what happened to you? I get it, yeah.
it's you know when like you're in like a you're like you're having food or something, it's when they lean over and go, stop. I've had too much.
No, I've never had that.
I want too much now. They've said stop.
No, usually it's are you going to finish that or I'll have that?
Sel just never said that to me before, ever, because she'll get like a fork in the hand or something if she's like waiting to like come and pounce on my food.
Yeah, Laura's excuse if she ever did it was, I'm eating for two now, Ben.
Oh, yes. You're in those days. How is pregnancy?
It's up and down, mate. I'm not going to lie to you, but we're enjoying
it.
She said.
That's what got you into the mess.
It is. No, we went to hospital today just for a checkup and stuff. All good.
Oh, good.
Everything's going smooth. Next week, kept we that a hear secret. The heartbeat.
Oh, mate. Yeah. You need to record it and send it to me. I'll be able to tell you whether it's a chewing train or a galloping horse.
Oh, for a boy or a girl, yeah. Okay.
I'm expert at that.
I am genuinely leaning towards the fact that it's going to be a boy. I'm just convinced of it.
Okay.
So we're going to have someone for our five-a-side teams. I mean, we'll be... I mean, I'll be, what, 50 then when he's 18? You'll be...
Here we go. Ready?
53?
Yeah, well done. Nice. What age did you really want to say?
63.
Yeah.
it's been good, though. It's been quite a full-on one, but also I didn't do an awful lot. We blitzed the house yesterday though, and it feels so much better now.
It's good, does it?
Yeah, so it's all nice and clean and tidy and fresh. And then
well done.
Here for another rip-roaring week at work.
Yes, I am certain of that. Yeah,
living the dream. Joe, there's been a lot good. Is weekend football. So I'd rather, if we whiz through that at the end of this, I'd really appreciate that.
There is quite a lot to talk about, let's be honest. We're going to have to just focus our attention on getting through it, gritting our teeth and moving on. It's a bit like me and you, you know, when we're having that fun time in the evenings, just grit our teeth and move on.
Yep.
Take one for the team. where should we start, though? Let's start with the news, shall we?
Yeah, I think the only one place to start is in Germany.
In the Bundesliga.
They've done it. They have done it. They've broken the Bayern Munich just annihilation of every team and the pure dominance of the Bundesliga. Bayer Leverkusen are champions.
They are the champions. And they kind of done it really without kind of too much. Like, they haven't got many superstars, have they? Mm-hmm. Like, I can think of Verst, who's top quality, scored at the weekend. Other than that, I don't really know if they've got like a superstar within their team. And they have just played as a team the whole season, not lost a game yet. Not lost a game.
That's the insane part of all of this. Is yes, they've been playing really good football and they've been getting, you know, getting the wins, talking them off week on week, but they haven't lost.
It's middle of April, mate, and they've won the Bundesliga with a 5-0 win, by the way, against Werder Bremen.
What a way!
Like at home as well, so they've won the league at home with a massive win. What a time to be a Leverkusen supporter! You know, they're not Leverkusen anymore. They're Bundesliga champions with a relatively new manager.
Yeah.
An unknown team. What's next?
Champions League next season. See if they can have a good run.
That's a classic Ben answer. Just like very factual, to the point. Not going to do anything more. Just Champions League, isn't it?
No, they could do the treble this season, though. And they could go undefeated, which is insane.
Yeah, mad. But undefeated, like not like Arsenal undefeated. Like undefeated, as in they're not going to lose a game, Ben, in all competitions.
It's incredible. Can I just say, so you know obviously we're doing this recording.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know exactly what you're doing now. So we're doing a WhatsApp call as well, so I can see you. Because otherwise it's really strange just talking to nothing. And you've just changed the angle, so I'm just seeing your incredibly slim and slender body now with your bulging biceps in the tightest shirt I think I've ever seen you wear.
What, you can't see my face?
I can just about see your face.
Oh, sorry. So I haven't really got anywhere for my phone to go, so I'm just... And it just fell over. So everyone on YouTube will probably have heard a bang. So that was my phone falling over. And now I've tried to like carefully put it up. But yeah, Ben's obviously brought attention to it. So cheers for that.
Yeah, no problem. Also, there's a big microphone in your face on my screen. But that's fine. Because
I put it there, do I look like someone with a weird moustache?
Moustache? Moustache? You look like the Monopoly man.
Yeah,
does the so hypothetically, if they do the treble and they go undefeated, does it eclipse firstly Arsenal's invincibles and secondly the treble winners for United and City?
I think it's a hard one because it's a different league,
but undefeated,
I think it eclipses. I'd probably say it eclipses the Invincibles. Hmm. What I wouldn't say is it would eclipse a treble.
But if they do the treble, though?
Because it's not the proper treble. If they'd won the Champions League and they'd won the league and they'd won the German Cup, yes, I would say they probably would. But it's the Europa League.
Hmm. Okay. Fair enough. Any Leverkusen and fans, shout him out.
Yeah, call me out, mate. Yeah, I'm happy with that. But, I mean, with the Europa League, obviously Liverpool in midweek lost against Atalanta 3-0. So their likelihood of going through is severely reduced. But that being said, Atalanta are a quality team. But Leverkusen, you know, are probably going to go through and are probably going to get through to the final. It's just who they play.
Interesting, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Scary place.
Granit Xhaka left North London to win a trophy and win the league, which is upsetting, yep. but also I'm buzzing for it.
Yeah.
Harry Kane left North London to win a trophy.
Yeah.
Now, Arsenal drew 2-2 with Bayern midweek, and inevitably, Harry Kane scored. But it was a pen. So we know he's going to score a pen, because he's very good at pens, generally.
Mm-hmm.
Did Bayern go on to win this? Does Harry Kane get a trophy in his first season?
I don't think so, no. And I think... You can't take any, you know, talking now with Harry Kane away from Tottenham, you can't undeny his quality, his skill, everything that he's got is superb. He will always be a world-class player for his time, for the club that he played for, the amount of goals that he scored, what he's done. I think next season he'll probably, that Bayern Munich will strengthen. They'll get a new manager. They'll win the Bundesliga next season, probably. They'll probably do a double. They might even do a triple themselves and be like, oh, fuck you, Leverkusen, we could do this.
Yeah, maybe.
You wouldn't put it past them. So he will go on and he will win things. My biggest hope is that he wins things in the summer this season.
Yeah, I get that.
That would make him iconic. If he can lead England to a Euro win, greatest ever.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that one. Yeah, I understand the logic as well. Fingers crossed. It'll be good for the Euros. I'd rather him win that than anything else.
Yeah, but congratulations, Leverkusen. It's nice to see somebody else win it.
It's a massive, massive achievement. But in other sort of title races at the moment, we'll jump over to Scotland for a sec, because Rangers lost for the first time ever, I guess, against Ross County,
yeah. They were 2-0 down at... Was it 2-0 at half-time, wasn't it?
Yeah, they lost 3-2.
Was it 3-2? I thought it was 3-1. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Incredible. Rangers beat St Mirren, didn't they? 2-0. So they Celtic, are... Celtic beat St Mirren 2-0. So they're 4 points clear at the top now?
Yeah, and I think Rangers still got a game in hand, though, haven't they?
Yeah, but bottle jobs.
Could be. But we won't say bottle jobs too loudly. We don't want to say it too loudly about every team that are ahead and just lose against a team that they're probably expected to grind out a result against.
Yeah, bottle jobs. Car, can you believe it? Yeah. Talking of bottle jobs, what about Leicester?
Don't want to talk about anyone else now. We're done. We're all done now. Thank you very much.
Oh, you got to laugh, mate. If you don't laugh, you'll fucking cry.
I nearly did cry, mate. But it's one game.
But
we'll move on to it.
Let's focus ourselves back to the Championship, because just to highlight how close that is at the minute. So fourth place, you've got Southampton on 81 points. So they're a little bit further away, but Leeds United are on 87 points. What?
I was going to say, Southampton have got two games in hand.
That's true. Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
So, they're behind, but they can join Leeds on 87 points if they win their two games in hand.
That is very true. And they're on very good form at the minute, Southampton as well. Leicester, so Leeds are on 87 points in third place. Leicester on 88 points. In second place, and top of the table on 89 points is Ipswich. Leicester have got a game in hand on Ipswich and Leeds, so they can get back into the top spot, and obviously the top two are the automatic promotions. Who's going to do it, Ben? What are your thoughts?
I think Leicester will win. Leeds will be second. And I think Southampton are going to go up through the playoffs, and Ipswich will finish third, though.
Okay, really?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a step too far for Ipswich. I mean, if they were in the Prem, I don't think they would survive. I think they'd go straight back down. Because double promotion is hard, let alone double promotion to the Prem as well. I'm not saying that they're a bad team. I think they're a great team. They're doing incredibly well. But Burnley did incredibly well last season. Sheffield United did very well. And look at them this season.
Mm-hmm.
So,
did Luton, and Luton aren't doing great. Yeah, I could see that happening. I think the problem for that is, out of the top four, three are the teams that came down from the Premier League last season.
Yeah.
So that's got to be a worry in itself. So West Brom and Norwich are probably going to be the other teams in the battle for that third and final promotion place.
Yeah,
I could see any one of those teams doing it. I mean, we've got to give Norwich a warning, you know. It can't be left unsaid that if they get themselves promoted, congratulations, but you're on thin ice.
Dear.
You could see them doing it, though, couldn't you?
Yeah, I can. They've been in some good form recently as well, haven't they?
Yeah. Yeah, they certainly have, yes. So it's all to play for down there. It's going to be really interesting. I hope because I love kind of, you know, old school 90s kind of football with Ipswich in the Premier League. I love the thought of that. Yeah. When Coventry were kind of up there fighting in, you know, I think earlier on in the season, they had a great run of form and they were in the playoff places. I'd love to see Coventry back in the Prem. Same with Middlesbrough, you know, all those sorts of clubs, love it. So for a bit of nostalgia, I'd like to see them back up there.
Yeah, Preston started the season well, though, didn't they? They get a few wins. They're not too far behind.
Yeah, Preston, not too bad.
66 if they win their game in hand. So they're still within... No, they're not, are they? No, they're done.
It's probably not, but it's all doable.
Yeah,
it's not.
They need a lot probably of results not. To go their way. But it'd be nice to see a team that's just not been there for ages. So, as you said, like with the Ipswich, it'll be great to see. Even West Brom. They've not been in the Prem for a while.
Yeah, true. Yeah, true.
Like that. But I think this could be the first time ever that the three teams that went down come up and the three teams that went up come down.
Yeah.
Which could well happen.
Likely to. Just focusing our attention to the bottom, obviously, with Birmingham City, because we've got, I don't know why, a bit of a vested interest in them this season after all the shenanigans that have been happening there. They're just above the relegation zone. They won at the weekend, 45 points, Huddersfield, and Sheffield Wednesday on 44 points. Sheffield Wednesday managed to get themselves out of a bit of a rut and, you know, fighting to stay in the league. Mm. Any thoughts on down there? Stoke and QPR on 47, Plymouth on 48, Blackburn on 49, Blackburn right down there.
Yeah, I think the Sheffield Wednesday stuff, I think they deserve to go down just because the owner, the way he was at the end of last season and beginning of this season, just wasn't running it in a nice way at all, getting rid of what was his name? Darren... Oh, I can't remember their manager's name now. But got rid of him literally just before the start of the season, got someone else in. Huddersfield. I quite liked Huddersfield when they were in the Prem for that 1 year. That was really fun to watch them. Again, another team that you think, oh, that was good. But yeah, I don't see them coming out of it, really. I think Birmingham will have enough to stay up. I think they've got that pedigree.
Yeah.
Yeah, Stoke and QPR, again, I think they'll be fine. It's good to see Plymouth staying up. They're doing okay. But I don't think the rest will be dragged into it. I think they'll get a couple of points and keep themselves up, I think.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, that would be good. Just sort of focusing on some other sort of news, I did have one story to sort of talk about. Was it in our favourite place that we like to talk about at the moment?
Turkey,
yeah.
I knew this was going to come up. There's going to be something about Turkey every week.
It's a strange one, isn't it? Because it's... it's Turkey. And because of some of the troubles that they've had, I just find it really fascinating. They have got to introduce the foreign officials for VAR because they are worried about biases from their own country's officials.
That's insane.
It's mad, isn't it?
That is insane.
What do you think?
I don't even know what to say to that. Part of me thinks, well, yeah, that's fine. That's normal to have different, you know, people from different countries, different cultures reffing. I don't see any issue with that. But why is this such a big deal? And why is this not a big deal in other places? Well, because they're not corrupt. But if they're corrupt, get rid of them then, surely.
Yeah, exactly.
Get people that have proved and demonstrated that they will officiate in the correct and proper way, surely.
Yeah. But just on that, so you know, last week we were talking about Fenerbahce, that they walked out of the game with Galatasaray.
Yeah.
So this has all come in basically because their president has said there's an underground network of people who are using referees to decide matches. That's kind of where this has all come from. So the club, do you know how much the club was fined for the protest, the walkout in protest?
Gone.
Now, have a guess. How much would you expect them to be fined for
a million,
that?
Million euros.
98,450.
What a random amount.
That is a random amount. I assume there's a reason for it. It's probably like 100,000... you know, pound equivalent in there. What is it? The Turkish lira? Is that one there?
Yeah. That's a tiny amount, isn't it?
It doesn't seem like a lot, does it, for that?
No. And if there's corruption happening and they're guaranteeing the results of these games, people probably made more than 100 grand on that.
Oh, 100%. I did.
Of course you did. That's why you're sitting here doing a podcast.
Yeah, true, yeah. So just quickly before we, have we got anything else? Oh, I've got two things for you, haven't I? Is there anything else?
A few things, I think, looking at it, but go on. Nothing from me, mate.
Okay, mate. So I wanted to just quickly do an update on the WSL because we haven't really done an update on that too much. And I know there's certain people out there who quite like a update on that. So Manchester City women are storming it, really. Chelsea women could, I'm not going to keep saying women, Manchester City are storming it. Chelsea could catch up with them. They're 3 points behind, but they've got a game in hand. Both drawn one and lost two. Arsenal are quite close behind. They're on 40 points. Chelsea on 43, Manchester City on 46. At the bottom, Bristol City are probably gone. West Ham, you know, holding on, but yeah, very entertaining games in the WSL. And I just want to say a big shout out to kind of the movement that's happened since the Euros and where it's going, because I think the quality of football is different to men's football. Before people start going, oh, it's not proper football, blah, blah. It's different to men's football, but it's great. I do enjoy the odd game.
Shout, mate. Good shout out. I like it.
So is that the news done?
I think that is probably the news done.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you found the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Please make sure you are following us. Please like and subscribe to us on YouTube and Spotify. Just search Football Drop Podcast. Simple as that.
Okay, so I've got a fact for you. Now, this one completely blew my mind, and I don't really know how to sort of do it. So I think so.
Hang on, before we go, I'm loving how animated you are right now. Blew my mind.
So, what I want to say to you. So, remember the names. Zamalek. Could be Zamalek. Accra Hearts of Boak.
Sorry?
CSMD Diables Noirs. Yeah?
Yeah.
Al-Kuwait.
Yeah.
Happy Valley. Jupiter. Mohammedan. Ayya Wadi United. Yidzin. Al-Ali. And then in Europe, most importantly, because we'll probably know who they are.
I know what this is about now, I think.
Spartak Sofia, Benfica in 77-78 season, Perugia in the 78-79 season, Galatasaray in the 85-86 season, Oblich in Yugoslavia, the 98-99 season. Red Star Belgrade in Serbia, 07-08. And I think that's it. What do those clubs all have in common? Oh, and also in Brazil, Atletico Mineiro in 1977. What do all of those clubs have in common?
Won their league?
No. They all went a season unbeaten and they did not win the league.
Wow. That's a lot of teams.
That, isn't it? They went a whole season without losing a game and they failed to win the league. Can you imagine? So the only one that I'll sort of go back on was the one in Yugoslavia, because that was Partizan and Oblich, right? So 98-99 season. Oblich didn't win the league, but went unbeaten. Partizan won it unbeaten. So what a season that was, by the way.
Wow, two people undefeated.
But two teams, yeah. Can you imagine, though?
Jesus. That's mental. I thought you were going to say something about like the Club World Cup or something. These are all people that have won it because it was so random teams. That's mental.
Yeah, that's insane, isn't it?
And they've not won it. Mate, you've got to write those down on socials. That's insane.
Yeah.
That's a little clip. Mental. Guess what these teams have in common. That's a perfect clip, mate. I love that.
Yeah. That's a good one, isn't it? Finally, I've done something that's impressed you. I mean, I'm happy with that. That's made me even more happy.
Oh, shut up. Right, let's move on to the inevitable, because this is really disappointing and I just want to get this part over with.
Okay, mate, let's move on to the Premier League results from the weekend.
So we'll start on a high and then we'll finish with a low, shall we?
Well, let's start with the first game.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Start with a high. Newcastle 4, Tottenham Hotspur 0.
Yeah, what a performance by Newcastle.
Where did it come from? Don't say.
Where did it go?
No, you're so predictable. I could see your eyes light up like, I've got this. Alexander Isak is a man on fire right now.
Has he got 17 goals in 24 games this season?
It's incredible, mate.
If it wasn't for the likes of Haaland, that would have been spoken about more.
Yep. 100% that would have been spoken about more. Tottenham were playing a ridiculously high line in this.
So much so
that they didn't have a player in their own half for one of Isak's goals.
Well, I think they were trying to get him offside in their own in his own half.
Yeah,
which
it doesn't work like that.
Don't think you can do. No, that was really funny. But Tottenham defensively, I'm not going to say it's not because of Newcastle. I think Newcastle's game plan was fantastic. I think Eddie Howe deserves a. But for the people that couldn't hear that, that was a clap. But Tottenham were really, really poor.
They were really bad in
the defence.
Van de Ven was sent to the floor twice for Turner's goals.
Yeah, it was only, was it last week? We was like picking him up. Yeah. So, oh, you took quality, well done. He's a great defender.
This week, he
got put in his arse twice. He did. Yeah,
he's our influence. And was like, oh, hang on, the FDP boys are like picking me up here. Yeah, man, I'm
sick of football. Ben said what?
Yes. And Isak was like, sit down.
Yeah, literally.
Down.
No, they were very, very poor, Tottenham. But Newcastle played really well. I think when you look at the injury list that they have. They've probably got another 11, you know, sitting injured. But yeah, very well done. Isak was top quality. Gordon as well. Special shout out to Gordon. Set two up and scored one.
Mate, that finish as well for him was sublime.
Top draw, yeah.
Incredible. Be a great result for them. Damages Tottenham's top four hopes. Gives them a mighty blow, which is nice.
Well,
Newcastle will climb in.
Yeah, it certainly did. They would be looking towards Arsenal to help them out, should we say.
Yeah, but obviously we'd never help a North London rival, so... moving on.
Brentford game next.
Yeah, I mean, you could probably go for Bournemouth first, because that's probably in alphabetical order, but that's fine, go for Brentford.
They were the late kickoff, though, weren't they?
Were they? Oh, I've just got Saturday here. I haven't got times.
So it goes in order of what time, because we started with Newcastle, which is N. So it goes with the time of kickoff and then alphabetical order from that time.
Yeah, okay. I'll hold my hands up. Fair play. Sorry.
Thank you.
I'll go back to my corner. I'll go back to my place.
So Brentford 2, Sheffield United 0, Arblaster own goal, and then an Onyeka 93rd minute. Absolute worldie.
It was a good goal. Great finish. Just piles the pressure on Sheffield United.
I mean, I don't know if it was an absolute world. Yeah, I can't actually remember.
No, it was a good finish. Brentford back to winning ways, though. Eases the on them, doesn't it? Massively.
I was just going to say that. You want to hit that sort of 40-point mark, don't you? They're after this game, they're sat on 32, so 29 before that. Quick maths, thank you. So they were...
Fucking mathematician over there.
Carol Vorderman over here.
Yeah, Carol Vorderman. A little bit older.
They definitely needed that win. Sheffield United, again, very poor. I think... what's their manager's name? Jesus.
Chris Wilder.
Chris Wilder just went... I was about to say it, and then it went, nah, fuck you, you ain't remembering this. He come out and said that... I think he was a bit sort of, you know, this is kind of over. We're not good enough. We've not been good enough. But let's see how it goes. Five games left. Yeah. We shall see. So Burnley... drew 1-1 with Brighton.
Big point.
So it was almost like a carbon copy of Murich last week with their goal. Is it still their keeper at Brighton? He kicked the ball. It flicked off Brownhill, went in the back of the net. And then the Murich incident. I don't know if he's slept since then.
Do you know what? I'll be honest. I've not seen this Murich incident. This is literally one of the only games I've not seen.
Oh, okay. So they were nooking it around the back as Burnley tried to do sometimes, often, too all, often.
You don't need to go on, Will. It's fine. I think we all know.
Well, the ball was passed back to Muric, who's sort of gone to put his foot on top of the ball and, you know, probably just push it forward and then hit it, I don't know, to someone who's sort of like 30 yards away, and then they fuck about with it in the area a bit more, their own area. But he missed the ball and ran back to try and get it, but there was too much pace on it. Own goal. So that's two in two games of just shoddy goalkeeping. But, you know, they dropped James Trafford, put him in place, seemed to be working all right. But the two mistakes, Craig Bellamy at the end, I just about recognised him. He said that it wasn't Muric's fault, it was our fault as a team. And you think, there's no way anyone's believing that, mate. Yeah. Pull the other one.
The correct way to say it, though. In that dressing honestly, room, he's going, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. It's Craig Bellamy as well, isn't it? I mean, he was a prick. Yeah. But he seems to have sort of calmed down a bit since he's been managing.
Mad. Who'd have thought, eh?
I know. Who'd have thought? Gvardiol can score a goal, can't he?
Oh, mate, what a hit.
What a hit in the Bernabeu.
I'm just going to move on because I don't even want to talk about that here.
I was waiting for you to bite. I did it on purpose and you didn't bite. I'm annoyed.
Jeremy Doku's goal.
What a goal. What a goal.
How many step overs did he do? Six? Five?
No, I think he only did one or two. He was just like weaving in and out.
He was insane.
Yeah, he's a quality player.
What a lovely, neat finish as well. But I'm really disappointed because City tore Luton apart. But Haaland's goal was incredible.
Haaland's?
Yeah. He hit it so hard in that Luton player's face that it floored him before it went in.
It wasn't even going on. Oh, Hashioka.
It was nowhere near on target. I think it was going to go out for a throw. It was that far off.
Yeah, I see what you mean. You said Haaland's goal. I thought he scored a penalty.
No, his shot that deflected in, that one.
Yeah, okay.
His own goal, but yeah.
It's one of those, you know, I've heard it a few times, Luton have to play safe, go defensive, sit back, and Manchester City go, fine, we'll play with the ball.
Yeah.
And we'll do what we need to do. Kovacic scored a great goal. Doku scored a great goal, and so did Gvardiol. Thought the penalty was a clear penalty, and Ross Barkley got a bit of a kind of consolation. That was a nice goal as well. He's doing well.
Yeah, that was a really neat finish. But Man City just doing Man City things, aren't they? Business end of the season.
That's
ridiculous.
They need to be perfect. So Manchester City will be perfect.
Yeah. So set the pace, didn't they? Then took the lead in the title race at this point.
Certainly at this point, yeah. Forest Wolves, that was a big, big game, that.
It was. I think it was only ever going to end in a draw, wasn't it?
I thought Forest should have won it. I thought Forest were by far the best team. Gibbs White went a bit early with his celebration. Matthias Cunha made sure of that. But I thought Forest were the better team. And I thought that they should have won that, and Wolves should count themselves quite lucky. Wolves, again, struggling with injuries.
They are, but having Cunha back is a big thing. That's huge.
Massive, yeah. Massive.
They've got a squad that can probably deal with a couple of people, but if they lose their star players, they're knackered and they do struggle. But I think it's a good point all round for both teams.
Yep.
Forest are trying to keep themselves out of that relegation place.
Yeah, certainly, yeah.
So that's huge for them.
Yeah.
It's big for them.
And then a game, we could talk about this game all day. all day long.
I don't remember
Bournemouth Man United.
Yeah, 2-2.
It was shocking. Manchester United are just a team without identity, without any quality, without any class, unless they've got Bruno Fernandes, who is doing really, really well, as you know, you'd kind of expect. Bournemouth outplayed them. Solanke scored a neat goal. Kluivert just ran through the defence. And there's just no one kind of... There's no one just picking up their players. They had the young guy, Kambuala,
yes,
centre back next to Harry Maguire. He couldn't cope with Solanke or Kluivert on that side. He was put on the floor twice, I think. Casemiro looks like he's really struggling. I know he's getting old a bit, but he looks like he's really struggling.
In a lot of games, I've seen.
There's just no tracking back. There's no fight for the ball. There's no wanting to win. I mean, Onana made a couple of cracking saves. He's been doing quite well the last couple of weeks. I'll give a shout out to him for that. But it's just same old Man United. They were very lucky to get a draw again.
Yeah, it's just I think you said it a couple of weeks ago. It's not the result they want, but he just does enough to keep his job.
Yeah, and then he comes out and he says it's up to the fans if they want to remain kind of with alongside Man United. He sort of says it's up to them, but it's the truth that at this moment with all the problems we have, we play to our levels. We can play very good when everyone is in top form. No, they can't, but we have to do it for the whole 90 minutes, which they don't. You know, it could be their worst Premier League finish ever. Wow. And this is not important at the moment. It's not important at the moment. And you think that's just the mentality that he's bringing to this team. And it's not.
Yeah, I feel that's poor.
It's just not doing him any good.
Yeah, you need a winner. That I appreciate he's being realistic about it. And you know, Everything he said probably isn't wrong. If we give him some credit. But the fans don't want to hear that.
No, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Unless they're a bit delusional.
Yeah. Yeah, I completely agree, mate.
2-2. Disappointing for Bournemouth. They probably expected to win that one.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then moving on to Sunday's games then, William.
Yes. So we start with the Scousers.
Yes. What an
Liverpool
upset.
Crystal Palace. Huge, huge upset. What did you think?
I thought Palace played really well, considering they had one fit centre back, like recognised centre back, and they still won 1-0 at Liverpool at Anfield. And
I mean,
it could have been 2-0 if not for that incredible Andy Robertson clearance.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that. I think they went three at the back for tactical reasons. They saw what Liverpool were doing. They overloaded the middle of the pitch, and it seemed to work wonders. That starting three though up top, Elise, Mateta, and Eze. That is something else, mate.
Brilliant trio. What a neat finish from Eze as well.
Quality, just top quality.
Needed nothing, just almost steered it in. Hardly any power on it, just direct it in. I thought it was poor defending from Liverpool for that, though, to be honest with you.
Yeah, Liverpool were quite poor early on, weren't they? But they picked up and they were just really good.
Curtis
I just think
Jones
it was,
missed a sitter, didn't he?
They missed a few. I think Alisson started, didn't he? So he had a pretty good game considering he's just come back. But I think Crystal Palace, all credit due, you know, Henderson made some good saves. Liverpool missed a few, but overall, it was a fantastic, fantastic game.
Yeah, it was really enjoyable, that one. Really enjoyable to watch. I know we've got a couple of Palace fans that listen as well, so I'm sure you guys are absolutely buzzing. Glasner with a win. I think he needed a win. Probably didn't expect
needed it that. Yeah.
But I think it just shows what they can do. And it's not his squad either, we've got to bear in mind. He's just doing what he can with the players he's inherited.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Fair play. I think it was West Ham Fulham next.
Yeah, 2-0 Fulham away win against West Ham. Pereira with a couple of goals, Iwobi with an assist. I think it was a bit of a mistake, wasn't it, for Pereira's first one?
Capitalised on that so well, though, didn't he?
Fabianski, yeah, put it into the back of the net. Very good. First time they've won a Premier League game at West Ham since 2001.
Oh, wow. Look at you with the knowledge. Your stat pack's coming in handy, isn't it? Well done, mate.
I mean, it's easy when you read it off screen.
I can well imagine it is, mate. Pereira did really well. He played like a man possessed.
Yeah. I feel like you're just now trying to avoid the inevitable, mate.
I am.
And then let's go.
We've got Chelsea Everton tonight as we're recording Monday.
That's right, yeah. Come on. We've got to go balls deep on it, mate. We've got to own it.
Arsenal Villa. Massively disappointing 2-0 loss. I thought Ødegaard was doing really well. Second half, I don't know why they subbed him. Maybe he was tired, maybe thinking about the game midweek, perhaps, who knows. He went off, the whole team changed. The whole dynamic, the enthusiasm, the drive just seemed to change and it just dropped off. And Villa, I think second half, they were incredible.
I think, yeah, it was a masterclass from Unai Emery. And let's not kid ourselves, really, if we're being completely honest, into thinking that it was the second half, because the first half they were fantastic. They hit the post twice. I mean, well, I say twice. Tielemans hit the post twice in one shot, but like they hit the post twice with Nolly Watkins just missing. You know, hit the inside of the post.
Yeah.
They were unbelievable. So fair play to Emery for his, you know, the way that they played. They defensively, they were quality. The middle with John McGinn, again, they were top quality, and then up front with Watkins and co.
Finish with Watkins for
very, very good finish from Watkins. Yeah,
that Leon Bailey one. As soon as they took the corner, I saw how much space he had. You know, you just look and think, oh, please don't get to him. Like, we're normally good on set pieces, generally defending and attacking. As soon as it went out, I'm like, oh, it's a goal. Just can't do anything about it. It's, for me, it just felt like it went in slow-mo. I just turned my phone off. I thought, I can't watch this. And then I saw at the end it was 2-0. I was like, are you joking?
Yeah. It was one of those, as soon as, because Diaby didn't look on top quality form. Zaniolo, actually, looked really good. Rodgers didn't look too bad either, but Diaby was a bit off pace, and when he came on, I thought, oh, I reckon he could do something, could do something here. But I mean, if we go into Arsenal, I think we set ourselves up wrong. I think we should have had Jorginho next to Rice and behind Ødegaard. I think playing Havertz and Jesus like that was the wrong thing to do. Saka looks absolutely fucking knackered. Trossard can only seem to do it when he comes off the bench. He seems to have a couple of problems there.
I don't know. I thought Trossard was good. No, I thought he played well.
I mean, he was okay. Yeah, but you know, he didn't do anything completely special. The one thing for me though, and I clocked it early on, and I couldn't stop watching it the whole way through the game, was Zinchenko coming on from the left into the middle. He's not. And I'm not blaming it on him that we lost. I think it was a poor performance overall. But him, and it's been bugging me since he sort of joined us, just moving into the middle of the pitch. And he's not effective there. If he's effective, fine, do it. But he's not. He's going into the middle of the pitch and he's taking the ball off of Declan Rice, who's been top quality. He's taking the ball off of Havertz, who can do a job for us. You know, he's been very, very good for us. Zinchenko isn't. If Zinchenko was playing like Rice or like Jorginho, you know, if he was playing that in that sort of way, fine, I don't mind it. But he's not, so stop doing it.
Yeah, mate, I totally agree. I think he's the weakest part of our team when he's in it, and everyone exploits him. And he's been found out so many times this season when he has played. Kiwior, yes, he's been caught out a few times, but we look so much sturdier defensively, and we look so much more structured in our approach with him there. And he's growing into that role more and more.
Yeah, but the crucial thing that you're forgetting is Timber can play there.
Yeah. Yeah, when Timber's back, so, it's a bit different. But so can Tommy.
So when Timber's back, yeah, true. Yeah, he came off for White. White looked like he picked up a bit of a knock. But yeah, I think Zinchenko's probably not needed. I think he might bring something different into the dressing room and into the team in terms of like the mentality. Yeah. But
yeah,
I'll say it. Arsenal and Liverpool have probably now bottled the league. Just as Arsenal did last season, because of these losses. Manchester City don't miss up, do they? They see the challenge now, win every game. Hold my beer, boys, watch me go and do it.
Yeah, I'm just hoping Tottenham become their bogey team again.
What do you think the chances are of getting a double treble?
I don't think you can rule it out with that team. Really don't think you can rule that out. They're coming into their own. They have done it without Haaland. They've done it with Haaland.
Without De Bruyne.
Yeah, really good point.
With Foden, without Foden.
Yeah, they've always got someone to step up because their team is full of quality.
Nunes, single position.
Nunes came on. He looked good when he was playing.
Looked good. Doku, quality. Grealish, quality. They've got quality everywhere.
Yeah, their backups are first teamers everywhere else.
Yeah.
And that's the difference. But that's what 115 laws does for you, though, I suppose, isn't it?
But we haven't even spoken about Alvarez either. You know, he's won it all. There's nothing in that bloke can't win anything else. He's done it all.
That's true.
It's an unbelievable team. Yeah, you have to sort of mention the 115 charges. But they have to get playing well, and they do, and it's all down to Pep and the money. Fair play to City, and it does feel weird when there's five games left, and there are some hard games for Man City to play to sort of concede like this. But I think we've seen it all before, and it does feel a shame, but I can't see a way back for Liverpool or Arsenal now.
Look, there's still plenty of games to play. We just take it. There are as it comes, like we have done all season. And we'll just see how it goes.
And I wouldn't, you know, if I'm Arteta, I wouldn't be saying this. If I'm Klopp, I wouldn't be saying this. But I think you have to be kind of realistic and think to yourself, Manchester City don't slip up. When the pressure's on, Manchester City thrive. When the pressure's on Arsenal, Liverpool lose and Arsenal need to win to stay a point ahead, yeah. And Arsenal lose. There's not that winning mentality in that team yet. I think there will be, but not yet. So that's where I think we're at the moment.
Yeah, I do think you're right. It's really disappointing. It's really got me on a proper downer, but I do understand it. It's probably done and dusted, but Arsenal till the end, mate. We've got to follow it. We've still got to hope and believe.
100%, mate. I'll be supporting them no matter what. Like, I'll be there every game, willing, wanting, hoping, you know, if Arteta rings me up and says, Will, what do I do? I will tell him.
Yeah, tell him. Don't listen to me. Do what you need to do, bro. But yeah. Get some box seats, yeah? Thanks.
Yeah.
That'd be good. But we've got the Champions League second leg to look forward to. Hanging in the balance at 2-2.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, against Bayern Munich. Yeah.
What's the score? Do we go through?
Oh, mate, I think if we'd have won at Villa, I'd have been confident. It wasn't even at Villa, it was at the Emirates. If we won at the Emirates against Villa, I would have been confident. Going to the Allianz and getting a win, I feel less than confident about. I think, you know, I can see it going to pens and us losing to the Germans again.
No, I don't. I'm going to confidently go 2-1 win. Extra time, 2-1.
Yeah, Let's hope you're right, mate. Let's hope you're right.
There we go.
Chelsea tonight. They've just announced losses of 700 and something million. Transfers. They spent on transfers in the 22-23 season, 700 and something million. But they've sold a lot, so they've kind of evened that out.
Oh, interesting.
So we'll see what happens. Yeah, exactly. We'll see what happens.
Interesting. Right, I think we'll leave it there for this week. Everyone, all done.
Thank you, mate.
Thank you very much, Will. It's a pleasure.
Always.
See you next week.
Take care, mate. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the FDP. Please, please like and subscribe on YouTube. It really helps us drop the pod. Follow us on X, Facebook and Instagram. Just search Football Drop Podcast. Please also email us your football stories and anything else that you want to talk to us about. We're at footballdroppodcast@hotmail.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.